2 minutes for sure.
Perfect. Test 1, 2. Okay. Whitney Pittman on the Red River Farm Network here at AFBF. We are talking with AFBF Vice President and South Dakota President Scott Vanderwall here. Tell us what you're excited about here at AFBF Annual Convention in Salt Lake.
Oh, we've had a great start. We started off the morning with the President's Address, where President Duvall gave an update on everything that's going on in the Farm Bureau and the issues that we're dealing with, both good and bad, and also an announcement that we're really diving into mental health and wellness and forming some partnerships with other groups that are going to provide free services, actually, for people that need it. First of all, through an online resource, but also if they need more care beyond that or more counseling, that's going to be available free as well. So we think that's a tremendous thing, because farming is so stressful, and there's just innumerable stories over the last years of how people have not been able to handle it and bad things happen. And we don't want anybody to hurt themselves or end their lives.
And talking about taking away that stigma was something that he focused on too.
Exactly. Yep. He likes to say it's okay to not be okay, but it's not okay to not say anything. And that's his favorite line, and it's exactly right on.
So talking about other issues and whatnot that will be brought up here at this annual convention, what are some of the big-ticket items? Of course, Farm Bill, I'm sure, is high on that list.
Yeah, Farm Bill is high. Our policy's all there on that, of course. We're just hoping Congress gets to it here after the first of the year. It's starting to look like there's enough fights that are going to happen, like over the budget, which isn't done yet, that it may delay it. And we certainly don't want to see that. We don't want to get later into the year in a presidential election and not have a Farm Bill done. They could extend it again, but that's not optimal, because we've got a lot of things that are different going on since the 2018 Farm Bill was put in place. Then the other thing is labor. That's been the hot button issue for our members and our state presidents. They're hearing from their members every day, people that hire H-2A workers especially. The new methodology that they're using for the adverse wage rate is going to be a huge financial burden on a lot of operations that hire H-2A workers. And so we're working on that as well as updating some other things.
And South Dakota issues, what are you excited to talk about from your state specifically here?
Well, as far as national issues, not so much, really. You know, labor is getting to be a bigger thing in South Dakota. We've got some big dairies that have either expanded or moved in. So that is something that really interests us. Otherwise, on the state level, it's all CO2 pipeline. And that's a very controversial thing. It's going to be, how do we separate the climate change agenda from economic opportunities for agriculture? And that's really what it's got to be about. And then, of course, eminent domain and property rights comes in, and we're all very cautious about protecting those.
And that's something, it's a tough balancing act to work on.
It is. How would we ever have gotten all the transmission lines in for electricity, petroleum pipelines, interstate highways, if we didn't have eminent domain? You just have to have it to do some things like that. But certainly none of us wants to use it unless we have to. And then it comes down to the safety of a CO2 pipeline, the reason it's being built. The fact is that the governments across the world and these big companies, airline companies, have decided they want low carbon fuel, and it could be an economic activity for agriculture like we've never seen before.
A lot of moving pieces to that, definitely.
There certainly are, and it's one of the toughest issues we've ever had, but it might have a lot of opportunity with it too.
And I'm sure farmers and ranchers in South Dakota are at the forefront of the conversation.
Exactly right. It's landowners. A lot of them are farmers, obviously, because it crosses their land. But, it's just a tough issue, and we're going to have to work through it.
Anything else from convention here you want to share before we let you go?
Well, what I like to say about this convention is it's a great opportunity for people to come from all over the United States and renew their friendships and make new friends and learn some things. But obviously the main thing that we do is put our policy in place for this next year, and that's the most important thing we do all year. If we couldn't do anything but one thing, it would be policy, and that's what we're here to do, and be ready to stand up for our members in the coming year.
All right. Well, thank you for taking the time again, Scott Vanderwall, joining us here on the Red River Farm Network. From Salt Lake City, I'm Whitney Pittman.
Good questions.